Hey guys, how you doing today? I miss you guys. I hope that everybody is doing well and that you guys are finding some time. I know you guys got a lot of homework to do during this time and not exactly sure if you're going back to school, and I'm sure some of you are okay with that. But I miss having you guys at church. I miss having our junior church time. I miss having our Wednesday evening youth groups and playing some dodgeball and all the things that we do there. And I just hope that all this is over soon and I get to see you guys again. And I know last week I didn't put anything out there, so I just wanted to put something out there this week for you. This is going to be a weekly Wednesday thing on there for you guys. We're calling it Kids Corner. It's going to be just a short devotional, something to get you guys a message, something that's geared a little bit more towards us. And I hope that you guys like it as we continue to go. So today, we're going to talk about Jesus' power calms our fears. Right now, there's a lot of coronavirus out there. I know you guys don't necessarily, maybe not keeping up with the news like your parents are or anything. Or maybe you're keeping up with it and you're just plain scared. And I know that all of you are in a season of being in the house and spending more time there and maybe playing a lot more video games but missing your friends. And just sometimes our fears just really creep up and creep in and we just don't really know what to expect going forward. So I wanted to put a message out there for you guys today talking about how Jesus calms our fears. We're going to, before we get started with this, we're going to need a couple supplies. So I want you guys to go ahead and pause this as soon as I give you what the supply list is. So I need you to go grab a couple things. I need you to go grab a bowl. I need you to put some water in that bowl, maybe just about half full, but make sure it's a big bowl you can kind of put your hands in and mess around with the water. It won't be too messy. Maybe a towel to dry your hands off or just use your jeans or your shirt or whatever. And then I also need you guys to get some Scotch tape. This is the clear tape. And then the Scotch tape, I know this works. I don't know about all the other brands, but I want you guys to get some Scotch tape if you can. And then once you do that, sit around a table so we can, or a desk or whatever, so that way we can do this and I can show you what I'm talking about here. So the scriptures that we're going to use today is going to be based on Mark 4, 35 through 41. So that's Mark 4, 35 through 41. So I also need you to get a Bible, all right? So what I want you to do now is I want you to go ahead and pause this podcast. I want you to go get the bowl of water, maybe a towel. I want you to get the Scotch tape, sit around a desk or something like that, and also grab your Bible and open up to Mark 4, 35 through 41. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for getting that. Let's get into today's little message that we have for you here. So today we're going to talk about Jesus' power. A lot of people are fearful about coronavirus right now, but Jesus' power, he calms our fears. And so below this link, below this kids' corner thing is going to be something that says video one. It's a YouTube link to a song that I want you guys to listen to. So I want you guys to go ahead and hit pause again. The song is called My God is Powerful. Hit pause, listen to this song, and then come back to this video right here or this podcast where we are. All right, guys, thanks. Awesome. I hope you guys like that song. It's pretty cool. You know, it's a good message talking about how powerful God is. So I'm glad you took the chance to listen to that video one link. We're going to have another link too. You'll see there. We'll listen to that at the end. So I got a question for you guys, and I know you guys can answer this, but what scares you guys right now? You know, I know for me, one thing that really scares me is you guys know that I have Reese. You know, he's a new baby. He's only 5 months old, working on 6 months old. And I'm not sure what coronavirus means for little babies like that. And so, you know, this protection I see as a good thing. And because I want to protect Reese the best I can. Also, you know, I'm a little scared about what this means for us in the church as far as we're not meeting. You know, I it's very important we're even instructed to meet, and this is, these times are just scary. Another thing that scares me is I don't know when this is going to end. We know that this coronavirus is very contagious, and it's going to go and go and go, and now we're all being quarantined. What happens when we're not quarantined anymore? What happens when we're not in our house anymore? is it going to spike itself back up? Are we all going to get sick? So those are some of the things that are scary to me, you know, but being scared, it's not new. It's not new to any of us. It's not even new to the Bible. It happened in the Bible a lot. So let's see how Jesus' power calmed those fears of some people who were very scared. So to learn the story, I want you to get that bowl of water in front of you and that towel. And I want you to just set it in front of you. We're not going to play in it. You know, I know that you guys probably already have your hands in it playing, you know, maybe have your sharks or whatever in there. I don't know what you guys got going on that water, but let's stop. Let's go ahead and get ready with this to hear about the story of Mark 4, 35 through 41. So pull your Bibles up beside you and pull this the bowl of water up next to you. So I'm going to read this first, then we're going to go back through it. Okay, so Mark 4, 35 says, "As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, 'Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?' When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Silence, be still.' Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, 'Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?' The disciples were absolutely terrified. 'Who is this man?' they asked each other. 'Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" So going through this story, we can see that Jesus was sleeping. He was calm, even though there was this fierce storm that was going on. And he was in this boat. You know the boat with the storm. You know that thing's rocking back and forth. So with that water that you have in front of you in that bowl, I want you to kind of set your hand on just on top of the water. Your hand's now the boat, all right? So Jesus and friends, they were on this boat. And now the storm started. So I want you just to stick your fingers in that. And I want you to start swishing that water around. Move it around good. Move it around. Watch what happens to that water. You get all the bubbles. You get the waves. The water's out of control. Jesus was sleeping through that kind of storm. Look, just imagine if something was sitting on there. If you put a piece of paper on top of that, how it would be tossed around in that water. Just look how that water's moving around. And then Jesus' friends, they woke him up and asked for help. And this is a splash, and he sees a splash, and he knows the storm's going on, you know, but he's sleeping. He's calm. He's going through this. Jesus' friends were the ones that were really freaking out. So when Jesus woke up, he said, "Silence, be still. Now take your hand out of the water." And look what happens to that water almost immediately. As soon as you take your hand out of that water, the water calms down. See, Jesus' power, it calms our fears. So you can see what that water was doing as you were going through that. And as soon as you took your hands out, that water calmed down almost immediately. See, Jesus knew that. He knew that he could do that. He knew that he had that power in him. He knew that through the power of God, he knew that he had the ability to calm that storm. So how is it to feel afraid? So imagine you were in that boat during that storm. What would scare you? What would scare you while you're in that storm? Just imagine, close your eyes and imagine a boat that was in the water like you were just using. Imagine what that would look like. And then when you took your hand out of your water and you saw how quickly that water calmed down, what does that event show you about Jesus' power over your fears? See, Jesus' power, it calmed the fears of his friends and it calmed the storm. And when our fears, like a swirling storm inside us, we can turn to Jesus and know that Jesus' power calms our fears. See, when people are afraid, sometimes they blame God and they push him away. And that might be what some of us are doing. God, why? Why are you taking the church? Why is this virus so strong? Why is it so contagious? Why, God, why? And we push each other away and we push and we blame God and try to push him away. To get an example of this, I want you guys to grab that scotch tape and I want you to take off, you know, two pieces. You know, they can be, you know, 3-4 inches long, whatever you want to do, 2-4 inches. But when you get those two strips of tape, I want you to put them on the table side by side. So the tape side down. So they're going to be stuck on the table, but I want you to leave a little bit of an overhang, okay? Just a little bit of an overhang so you can grab those two pieces of scotch tape, all right? And so after you get them both side by side, and a little bit of that tape is off, I want you to go ahead and lift them up and hold them near each other, sticky side out. So that means the shiny side, the side that doesn't stick, you're going to put those together hanging down from your hands. So if you watch and you did that properly, then you'll see that the tape actually repels itself. Okay? So why would people push God away when they're scared? You know, these two pieces of tape, they were beside each other. They were away from each other. And then when we pulled them up and tried to put them together, they pushed each other apart. Now, I want you to put the tape back down on the table, but this time I want you to put one piece on top of the other. Peel them off and hold them as before, as we did before. So I want you to put them on top of each other, leave the lip so that way a little bit so you can pull them back off. And this time, when you go to put the pieces of tape back together, you'll see that they actually are attracted to each other because you reversed the static charge that was in them. So how can we get closer to Jesus when we're afraid about coronavirus? See, in our Bible story, Jesus' friends, they didn't push him away. They went to Jesus with their fears, and he helped them. And we can do the same thing because Jesus' power calms our fears. So I want you guys to think about that as we're going forward this week and in between our time that we're going to talk next week. Think about that tape. When the two pieces were they weren't aligned with each other. They were two separate pieces of tape, and then you pulled them up and they repelled each other. And then when you actually put them together, like us coming together with God, when we put them together and then we lifted each one individually and tried to put them back together, they actually attracted to each other. The same pieces of tape that repelled each other are now attracted to each other. And that's what God wants for our lives. That's what Jesus wants for our lives. He wants us in these times of uncertainty, in these times of fear, he wants us to come closer to him in unison with him. So that way we can come closer to knowing that our fears are controlled, even though we feel out of control. So let's close by drawing closer to Jesus and talking with him. Let's pray about this. So I want you right now to think of someone who helps you when you're scared. Maybe somebody in your family. So when I pause in my prayer, I want you to say their name. And you can do this whether out loud or in your head. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. And then when I put a pause in, I want you to say that person. And then the second time I pause, I want you to say how they help you. And this is just going to be a quick little prayer. So let's pray. God, we thank you we're thankful that when we feel scared, they help us by. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you guys for listening in today. Hope you guys spend the week looking for God's sightings. God's sightings include things God is doing or providing for you or people around the world. Look for God's goodness, something or someone he has made or something beautiful. So to give you an example, my God's sighting today is our church and its people. Faithful adults tithing so we have the equipment to do this podcast and the people that know how to make it work. We can never replace the people of the church and the congregation. They're so loving and so giving, and they're such beautiful people. And so I'm thankful for our church and the people today. So I've added a second YouTube link. So what I want you to do to kind of end this devotion time is I want you to go ahead and hit the second YouTube link. Now get ready for a little bit of fun. So when you hit that link, I want you guys to get up, hit the link, and turn it up loud and be ready to move. I miss you guys. I can't wait to see you guys next week. Whether it's on this podcast or in person, my assumption is I think we're going to be doing this on podcast for just a little bit of time. So I just I hope that you guys tune in every week and hear. And if you guys have anything whatsoever, you guys know my cell phone number. If you don't, it's 330-601-4888. Or you can email me. My email here at the church is chad@cosep.org. That's chad at cocep.org. And so if you guys need to talk, want to pray, anything, whatever you guys need, I'm here for you. So just feel free to use my number, or use my email to get a hold of me, okay? I hope you guys are doing well. Stay safe and stay clean, all right?